Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Hello friends, it's Eve here with you. Welcome to Radio Headspace and to Monday. So I caught COVID a few weeks ago and I got it pretty badly. I managed to go 2.5 years without getting it. I've had all the vaccines, the booster, but it finally got me. I had to surrender to the fact that I was pretty sick and I had to rest. That meant stopping everything. No work, no chores, nada. And boy, did it feel uncomfortable. But I'm so glad I listened to what my body needed. And I bring this up because I think generally speaking, we're not very good at resting, especially when we're sick. It's almost as if we pitch ourselves against ourselves and that we're failing if we don't continue to work. Now, of course, there are many reasons for this. Folks may not feel safe taking sick days. There might be a fear of losing their jobs or that it will be frowned upon. And there's not really an easy fix for this. A lot of these issues are deeply embedded in our working culture. But I think what is helpful to remember is that we may all get sick at some point in our lives and we're all going to need support to heal and to get better. So we might not be able to change our approach to sick days overnight, but we can focus on cultivating empathy and compassion. We are all part of a shared human experience, and it can be helpful to remind ourselves when we see that someone needs time to rest and heal, that one day we too might need that same help. And we can flex our empathy and compassion muscles as we go about our daily lives. It doesn't have to be reserved just for the bigger challenges in life. And a great way to do this is by strengthening our attention and listening to folks, not just what they say, but how they look, their mood, and what they might not be saying. We're all probably quite guilty of saying, "Yeah, I'm fine," when someone asks, "How are you?" It's almost a default setting sometimes. But when we start to pay attention in more detail and notice how someone is, we can often see that they may need a little support or help. Of course, we don't want to push and pry or force folks into telling us what is going on. But a simple, "I noticed that you seemed a little down. Is there anything I can do to help?" "Please let me know if you feel comfortable sharing," can really go a long way. Practicing meditation and mindfulness helps to lay the foundations for empathy and compassion to arise. Empathy is to feel with, to put yourself in someone else's shoes, and compassion is to suffer with. And when we train in awareness, we better understand our struggles and then the struggles of others. And as a result, we're perhaps motivated to help alleviate that pain. When we see someone going through difficulty or having a bad day, taking a moment to feel what they might be feeling and then choosing to offer skillful support can make a huge difference. And I know we won't always be able to feel what someone else is feeling, but we can perhaps try to imagine that difficulty. In doing this, it helps to soften the edges, and we can remind ourselves that everyone needs a helping hand at times. And that might be encouraging someone to take the time they need to rest and recover when they're sick, even if that means picking up the slack for them whilst they do that. Little by little, if we all flex our empathy and compassion muscles, the world will hopefully start to feel like a safer and more supportive environment to be in. To help flex those muscles, we have lots of brilliant meditations and exercises on compassion in the Headspace app. Just search compassion. Thank you for joining me today. Take care, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
Hi everyone, Kaysunga here. If you're here, I assume that you like Radio Headspace. And if you like Radio Headspace, you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring every teacher on the show and our wonderful host, Robin. We talk about life.
There is a level of almost addiction here where you're addicted to just information. It's like information overload.
Relationships.
Before you can spread love and kindness to others, you have to first cultivate it within yourself.
Yeah.
And anything else you can think to ask us.
The first step with any change that you want to make is that acceptance and that awareness.
You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts.